I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a new Hebrew phrase making headlines in Israel, Hadarat Nashim. Loosely translated, it means the exclusion of women. The term is used in the long-running debate between secular and ultra-Orthodox Jews over the public role of women. Some Israeli women say that they're being marginalized by ultra-Orthodox Jews who don't want women in the public sphere. Now this phenomenon has been given a name. Reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem set out to learn how the new Hebrew phrase was born.
Whenever I have a question about Hebrew, I go to the expert.
My name is Gabriel Birnbaum, Dr. Gabriel Birnbaum. I'm a senior researcher at the Academy of the Hebrew Language.
It's Israel's government-mandated body in charge of coining new Hebrew words.
Hebrew really has the unique history of not to be a spoken language for 1700 years, from 200 CE until about the end of the 19th century, and then it was revived.
Part of the Zionist movement's goal of establishing a Jewish homeland was picking a national language. They chose the language of Moses, but it's not easy speaking a biblical tongue in 2012.
We lack words. We lack words which are used in modern times.
So the Academy gathers professionals from various academic fields to sit down and come up with Hebrew words for things that didn't have names when Moses was around. Zoologists and linguists, for instance, just finished figuring out Hebrew names for each and every fish found off the shores of Israel. About 10 years ago, a committee of Israeli sociologists met at the Language Academy to find a Hebrew term for social exclusion. They looked to an ancient Jewish text called the Mishnah. Birnbaum leafs through one of the 63 volumes of Jewish law compiled almost 2,000 years ago. He shows me the word the sociologists picked, Hadarah. It's related to the Hebrew word neder, meaning vow, and it's often used in the Mishnah to talk in broad terms about the vows men make to their wives. For example, the Mishnah says, a husband can't vow to prevent his wife from wearing jewelry or visiting her parents. That's the ancient Jewish concept of hadarah.
He can't be arbitrary with her. He can't. Even in those days that really women were considered not equal. They weren't equal to men. We have to face it. But you see that still she had a lot of rights, and the Mishnah emphasizes it.
So Israeli sociologists adopted hadarah to mean social exclusion. In the last few years, religious Jewish feminists started using it to describe the exclusion of women in some ultra-Orthodox Jewish communities. The term has now become a catchphrase in the Israeli press to describe recent examples of ultra-Orthodox Jews excluding or demeaning women. A little girl spat upon for not dressing modestly, a gynecology convention that banned women from speaking, a female professor prevented from accepting her prize on stage at a government award ceremony. All of this has been dubbed Hadarat Nashim, the exclusion of women. In the epicenter of ultra-Orthodox Jewish life in Israel, Jerusalem's Mea Shearim neighborhood, residents disagree with the semantics. Exclusion, or absence of women, they say, doesn't describe their lifestyle, says one American-born man in the neighborhood.
It's not an absence of women. It's that women fulfill their roles and men fulfill theirs. That's the way we're taught, that women are not supposed to be running all around. It's women, they're quite happy with it. No one, they're not upset about it. They're very... That's their way of life.
And this is your wife?
Yeah.
We're talking about women, so I feel like I should ask you your opinion.
She nervously eyed her husband.
I'd rather not.
Do you agree with what I said?
I agree with everything, 100%.
Religious feminist activist Hana Kehat says that's nonsense.
Their life is discrimination of women, and we can't accept it. We can't let them take over all the public area of Israel. It's really a danger for women.
Linguists prefer not to take sides, but they're kind of excited that an ancient word is now back in everyday use. Here's Birnbaum from the Hebrew Language Academy.
We use all the sources, all the old sources, and we give some of the old words, we give them new meanings, and that's really something which is quite amazing, I think.
Now the worker bees at the Hebrew Language Academy have moved on from sociology to cyberspace. In recent weeks, pro-Palestinian and Israeli hackers have attacked each other's websites. Researchers at the Language Academy are begging Israeli media to stop using the English word hacker and start using the Academy's new Hebrew word, patzchan. It's related to the Hebrew word for nutcracker. Some broadcasters think the Academy is nuts, though they have compromised with the linguists. They're reporting the news using both words. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.